is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The Dow is down more than 1% at the open as investors brace for possible fallout from President Trump's warning about Fed Chair Jerome Powell today and his assessment of Trump's tariffs. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
This morning, he posted that Powell lowered interest rates a long time ago and that his termination cannot come fast.
Experts like constitutional law professor James Sample question whether the president can fire Powell.
No president in American history has ever tried to remove a member of the Federal Reserve's board, let alone the chairman.
They're making progress on power outages in Puerto Rico after electricity was knocked out to the entire island yesterday. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is in San Juan.
I am here to work out in the dark.
Puerto Rico went dark once again. The island-wide blackout led to gridlock on the roadway Wednesday afternoon when traffic lights shut off. By nightfall, some areas were pitch black. People drove through streets and others dined in the darkness.
People slimming down with the help of Eli Lilly's popular weight loss injectable may be able to say so long to needles soon.
Lilly already makes the injectable weight loss drug Zepbound and Mounjaro. Its new daily pill works similarly with similar results.
About 16 pounds by the end of the trial on average.
Okay.
After about 40 weeks.
CBS News medical contributor and editor-at-large for public health at KFF Health News, Dr. Celine Gounder, says if future trials go well, the pill could become available next year.
Lilly has already stockpiled over a billion pills of this new pill in advance of the demand.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Eric and Lyle Menendez have been set to attend a resentencing hearing today at court in L.A. Whether that will happen is unclear after the district attorney made a last-minute request for a delay. Legal contributor Caroline Polisi.
Just last night, the district attorney's office asked to delay the sentencing because Gavin Newsom had asked the parole board actually to initiate a risk assessment of the brothers should he decide to grant them clemency.
They've been serving life for their parents' 1989 murders and claim they suffered years of sexual abuse. Easter pilgrims disappointed when an archpriest at St. Peter's Basilica presided over Holy Thursday Mass.
We were hoping to maybe have the experience with Pope Francis and whatnot, but, you know, his health's priority,
yeah.
And it's still been an amazing experience.
The 88-year-old Pope is still recovering from double pneumonia. The Dow is down 440 points. NASDAQ up 61. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on W brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine Police Officer Max Golden got the first of many likely awards this week. Police Chief Alex Ramirez commended Golden at an event for heroically rescuing a man and two dogs from a burning home on Blake Avenue. His quick actions captured on body camera were crucial in saving lives during the fire. A paper truck crash shut down the southbound lanes of the interstate in Kenosha County last night, scattering shredded paper across the highway. No injuries were reported in the incident. Home sales fell in the first quarter of the year by over 10% in Racine County and 5% in Kenosha County. New listings went up 17% in Racine, but dropped 15% in Kenosha. The average sale price for a home in Racine County is $308,000. It's about $20,000 higher in Kenosha. A new nonstop route from Milwaukee to Detroit starts June 13th. Spirit Airlines is launching flights twice a week with fares starting at $37. And two rounds of strong storms are expected in the area with hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact time isn't yet known, but we'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime, rjn.com.
The Brewers, Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 5-1 victory over the Detroit Tigers. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins and Christian Yelich. Pitcher on getting his second win of the season.
Feels great. You know, every single day means a lot, you know, and about your preparation, how you want to be ready for games.
The crew has the day off before opening a three-game series at home against the A's tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks holding a final practice session before heading to Indianapolis tomorrow for Saturday's playoff game at noon. Center Brooke Lopez on facing the Pacers again in the postseason.
We know who they are, what they're capable of, what their identity is. We've been working these last few days on being ultra vigilant about transition, you know, transition, the way they move the ball around the floor in the half court, how unselfish they are, just being ready to go from the jump defensively.
That's Bucks center Brooke Lopez with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
A little sunshine this morning, then mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered showers later this afternoon. Our high 57 today. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, a quarter inch or more possible, a low of 50. Tomorrow, scattered showers, maybe a thunder shower with a high in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
It's WRJN. Diana Ross and the Supremes. One of the Supremes refused to call Diana, Diana, because they grew up together when Diana was called Diane. And that's what she called her for the rest of her life. That was Mary Wilson, an interesting lady that I had a chance to talk to. I'll tell you about that sometime.
Left a good job in the city. Where?
Rodeo Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl. And trust the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But then, when I see the lips begging to taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together by in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
is Timeless Hits, WRJN. Dan King Harvest did Dancing in the Moonlight. Don Rosen has been known to dance in the moonlight from time to time. And he's got tickets to the Milwaukee Film Festival, another chance for you to win them so that you can see, well, what's your favorite genre? I imagine they have everything from dramas to comedies, maybe not a Western. But you want to win the tickets, listen to Don tomorrow morning on WRJN.
At Just Brew It, experience great beverages and great local finds. Spring is in full swing. Looking for something fun to do next weekend? Mark your calendar for next Saturday, April 26th, and swing by Just Brew It in downtown Union Grove for the spring pop-up from 8 to 1. Sip on your favorite handcrafted drink while exploring a variety of local showcasing unique gifts, handmade goods, and more. Fresh, local, delicious. Just Brew It. Open at 6 a.m. on weekdays and weekends.
If pain is stopping you from doing what you love, Racine Disc Center is ready to help. They offer revolutionary therapies you won't find at other providers, including a genuine disc decompression table, a Class 4 robotic laser, and more. Dr. Tostrup has amazing success with people who have lived with pain for years and tried almost everything, including chiropractic care for sciatica, severe back, neck, and knee pain, migraines, auto injuries, and more. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go when you thought there was no hope. Your loved ones deserve only the best. Parkview Gardens in Racine provides top-tier assisted living with superb care that always puts your family first. It's large enough to offer many amenities and activities, yet small enough to ensure personal attention for every resident. Families trust Parkview Gardens because their top-tier care starts with a team ready to put your family first day and night. Trust a safe, comfortable home where your loved one can thrive. Parkview Gardens. Schedule a tour today by stopping by or visiting parkviewsenior.com. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Delta Dental is proud to sponsor Family Sundays at Healthcare Field. Play catch on the field on Sundays from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. prior to Brewers' regular season home games. Admission is free. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Keep up to date on the biggest news stories from WRJN and the Racine County Eye. Not only on the air and online, but with our weekly newsletter delivered to your inbox every Thursday. Sign up at our website, WRJN.com.
WRJN. Dream.
is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. When I'm wrong, I admit it. I thought the Brewers were on the road against Detroit, but no, they were home. And they're off today. They stay home for a three-game set against the Athletics starting tomorrow on WRJN.
Gotta miss a Miley. You sure like
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, Mitch Ryder, and the Detroit Wheels with Dan Marcus here, reminding you that we've upgraded our local news service here at WRJN with the help of the Racine County Eye. You can get the short story headlines from us and the long story and all the details at RacineCountyEye.com. Now, here's another update from in the WRJN newsroom.
From the WRJN newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It could be a little more than April showers. Two rounds of strong storms are expected across the area, with a hail possible late tonight, and both hail and strong winds likely tomorrow afternoon. The exact timing of the storms remains uncertain. We'll get a look at the latest coming up in the forecast. A Racine hero was honored this week. Officer Max Golden of the Racine Police Department got a challenge coin and commendation from Chief Alex Ramirez. It's for his courageous act in a house fire on last week. He broke down the rescue a man and two dogs trapped inside. The fire caused significant damage, but thanks to Golden's heroism, everybody inside was able to get out. The investigation into the cause of the fire continues. And the Racine and Kenosha housing markets saw a decrease in home sales during the first quarter of the year. Racine County sales dropped just over 10%. Kenosha County saw a 5% decrease. Despite the dip, new listings in Racine are up 17%. They're down in Kenosha 15%. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping action at the 5th Queen Marinette Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at PM and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mostly cloudy and mild today with high temperatures tapping 60 degrees and showers rolling in late this afternoon. As they continue through this evening, chances of thunderstorms are also possible, bringing the risk of hail. We're expected to pick up around a half an inch of rainfall. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
What I need.
just came to see you'd never do that to me, would you, babe? Being around you is all I see.
Hits WRJN with the Dave Clark Five. Back off, Jack. She's mine.
Whoa! Can't you see that she's mine? We've been together for a long, long time. Trying so very hard to pull us apart. We don't care what they say. We're gonna keep our way. But if they break us up, you know I'll only break my heart.
Bless you please, Mrs. Robinson.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. I dare say the summer of 65 would not have been the same without this song.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
till you came into my life. And these are the arms that long to lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right?
Hits. WRJN. Brewer baseball is back. They take the day off, but when they come back tomorrow, you'll hear their game against the Athletics. It's sponsored by the Lanes on 20, Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, and Main Street Bakery. And, of course, the game is here tomorrow night on WRJN.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Spring has arrived, and so have the sweet smell of fresh cream pies at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Indulge in flavors that taste like sunshine, banana cream, coconut cream, lemon meringue, and key lime. Perfect for Easter, family gatherings, or just treating yourself. Don't wait until these springtime favorites sell out fast. Call or stop in today to place your order and guarantee yourself some heavenly happiness. Open Tuesday through Saturday, Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Step into Comet Smoke. Comet Smoke has it all. CBD, vapes, Delta 9, premium cigars, accessories, and wellness products for sleep and stress relief. This 420, Comet Smoke is celebrating you with 20% off store-wide. Through April 20th, stock up on your favorites. Open weekdays from 10 till 7, Saturdays 10 till 5, Sundays noon till 5. Comet Smoke, 9549 South Chicago Road in Oak Creek. Additional questions, call 414-865-0980. Comet Smoke wishes you a happy 420.
Hey, Racine, get in on...
Join the 262 Boutique Food Drive at 2210 Rapids Drive across from Horlick High School. Now through April 27th, bring non-perishable, unexpired food items to support the Racine County Food Bank and help feed families in need. Plus, receive discounts at Midwest Market, their way of saying thank you. Market hours and drop-off times Friday 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Donations are dropped off at 262 Boutique. Let's fight hunger and spread love one can at a time.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Lovin' Spoonful, they have the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon at 1:45-ish on WRJN.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
Oh,
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Let's get back together, that's where